Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, folks, Hugh and I just got back from a vacation to Alsace with our ladies. And Hugh, I was just blown away. It was just an incredible adventure.
What a wonderful trip. One of the things that, in addition to the fact that the region is spectacularly beautiful, we had a chance to visit with a number of winemakers, one of whom we've been actually following for a while, which is Domaine Sipmac, and another one which we're going to mention on a future broadcast. And one of the things that just struck me that's so wonderful about the wines from this region is that this particular group, and there's a lot of them like this, have been doing this for like 200-300 years.
Yeah.
There are multiple generations
that
are doing this.
I think Jacques Sip was eighth generation, something like that.
So they've had a little bit of time to practice.
Here's my general impression. The best white wines in the world are made in Alsace, period.
And, That's a strong statement.
It is a strong statement. Okay, you could argue about white Burgundy.
Sure.
But you only get one iteration of white of Chardonnay, essentially.
Right.
With, let's say, Riesling, you get several different iterations of it. With Gewürztraminer, different iterations. So different versions of the grapes, and they have four or five main grapes that they work with. Sipmac, which is in the beautiful little village of Hunevere with the prettiest church in all of Alsace.
It's pretty spectacular.
Has a full line of wines. And with Thanksgiving coming up next week, you couldn't do better than go out and get something from Sipmac. The quality is extraordinarily high, and the prices are very, very reasonable. I thought, let's say their most expensive wine, which is the Rossecker Grand Cru Riesling,
right,
which is about
between $40 and $45.
Yeah, something like, let's say $42.
Right.
What would that get you for Burgundy, white Burgundy?
Sort of middling.
Yeah. So you can buy some of the best white wine in the world for a very reasonable price. And of course, things below that are extremely reasonable. Let's just run through a few, and I'll give some thumbnail impressions. A Pinot Blanc, which is like, you know, used to be kind of a throwaway wine. Not at Sipmac. They really take it seriously. And it's a lovely wine. At about $20, it's really nice.
Sure. Now, obviously, the big wine in the region is Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to be confused with the Rieslings right across the Rhine River when you get into Germany. All these are going to be very, very, very dry and really crisp. And they have three levels. They have the Riesling Tradition, which is going to sell for about $21,
mm-hmm.
Which does not disappoint in any way.
It's a blue ribbon.
It's a lovely, lovely wine. Then they have their Vieille Vigne or Old Vine version of it, which is just a little bit more, a little more complexity, just a little bit more there.
Right.
And that's about 30, 34, thereabouts. And then there's the big one, which is the Grand Cru Rossecker, which is a spectacular
I think it's
reason.
One of the best white wines I've ever tasted. So tremendous quality. Let's talk about a couple others. Pinot Gris. I think their Pinot Gris Tradition, and by the way, Tradition is sort of like the catch-all phrase for entry-level wines.
Right.
A lot of winemakers use that. I think it's straight down the middle, just classic Pinot Gris. The Gewürztraminer, which is very popular at Thanksgiving. Oh, it's full-flavored, spicy, a little bit of sweetness to it. It's great.
Right. And then, of course, there's Crémant, which is sort of the ubiquitous sparkling wine of the region. These are grapes that are picked just a little earlier, and they are very tart, and they have a wonderful, crisp, vibrant acidity over a really nice, sparkling base.
So
there you can start your dinner with the Crémant and finish with the Grand Cru Rossecker.
There you go. Sipmac is the name. They're widely available in Maryland. Go out and try them. They're really good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.